Mom said, "Do you want to say hi to Uncle Dip?" And guess what? Tyler, you're better than going to sleep.
I like to keep my my bar low. Yeah.
Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 565. I'm Sam Ginsberg. That's what I love about these Tyler Driblets, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
That's you nasty.
I'm just talking about how much I love you, buddy.
Well,
because you're 5 days younger than me, and that makes you attractive.
Absolutely.
As long as you never catch up, I'll still want you.
Now, if I kill you, and then like five days later.
Sorry, you said if, as though it wasn't a when. Let's say when you kill me.
When I kill you. Five days later, have I caught up to you?
Probably, unless it's like a cryogenics situation, I would say yes.
All right. Well, good. It's always nice
good
to
talk.
Start one of these. Yes, always good to start one of these off with some deep thoughts. But speaking of going deep, okay.
I got Phase 3 Brewing Company's TDH Unchecked Imagination Triple Dry Hopped Hazy Triple India Pale Ale Mutieka Citra. Too many words. Really, I'm just trying to bum rush the intro a little bit because.
You peeing over there?
That sounded good, right?
Yeah.
I stopped talking because I was like, ooh, I think that sounds good.
It does. Good.
This is the haziest shit I've ever seen. This is milkshakey as all fuck.
My goodness.
It's just shy of opaque. It may as well be custard.
Yeah.
But it's 10% ABV.
My goodness.
It smells like it's 10% ABV. This smells like a normal, like... Kick your ass IPA, and I know it won't taste like it. I'm about to be devastated. Looks like custard.
It really does. It looks like somebody left some yogurt out for too long.
Ah, but what it tastes like is pretty good.
All right. That's
what
weird.
Do you have?
I have Lost IPA. It's an IPA by Burley Oak, 7.2% ABV.
That sounds familiar. Now I have to look it up.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it's just Lost. You had like 30 different Lost Coast beers, so that's probably what I'm
thinking. I did have a whole bunch of Lost Coast beers.
And this is none of them.
8 years ago. It's a very light yellow, bordering on the electric, I would say.
You said this was Burley Oaks?
Burley Oak?
Yeah. No, you haven't had that.
Oh.
Fucking got you, bro!
Yeah, and it's so... like, you've done that to me like 11 times. I should fucking get it by now.
And it's still fucking funny.
Every time. It had a kind of medium head that's gone now. It smells like a hard lemonade. It tastes all right. There's not
so
a
better
whole
than a hard lemonade.
Yeah, I would take this over a hard lemonade. Hard lemonades give me.
They're gonna print it on the side of the bottle.
Absolutely. Burley Oak has a pretty big following around here. I don't think they need my milk toast recommendation here. But I mean, it's not bad. It doesn't have a whole lot going on at the front, but there's some definite hop action at the back and some citrus and some pine, I would say. It's good.
All right, so let's get into it.
All right.
We're doing that thing again.
Playing a game. Too bad for the theoretical listener who had to suffer through the 15-minute episode of just me talking. And now they have to listen to this.
And now I plan to listen to it, but you released it. What, last night or something?
Probably like 12 hours ago. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so yeah, I haven't caught it yet.
That's
fine. Can you see my screen?
I can. We're playing Bartender Hustle.
Bartender Hustle.
Cool. You ever see Kung Fu Hustle? That was a pretty good movie.
Dude, it is so good.
Yeah.
It, oh man, I'm about to say something that I don't think is racist, but might be. It, oh, hold on. Hold on. Jesus Christ, hold on.
Okay. A lot of volume going on.
Yeah, the game loaded and it was so fucking loud and I couldn't think for 5 seconds. What racist thing was I going to say?
I don't know. It was about Kung Fu Hustle, though.
Oh, no. It occupies the same place in my brain as Shaolin Soccer. And I think it's just that they're both, like, Kung Fu movies where they're not doing standard Kung Fu shit and it's all way over the top. And also right. It rules. I think that's the category it is in my head.
Interesting. Oh, we're doing story mode. All right.
Well, what else are we going to do?
I don't know. There was a lot of options. Sandbox, arcade, endless.
Should we put exit game as the mode?
Hell yes. No, let's do story. Story mode. Do story
it's mode. It's top of the line.
Story. Right. Pursue your career as a bartender. Okay.
Oh, hey, geez.
Pretty good
so
graphics.
You awaken your apartment with a dead cat that still blinks horrifically.
It's weird because the room graphics are pretty good and the cat graphic is terrible.
Yeah, dude. Wow, I did not expect this to be a WASD situation, but this is... Oh, and, you know...
Oh!
There's some great world building here. We see the cat food and the water bowl.
Oh, what I was looking at was the horrific Frankenstein's monster shadow.
What? A lift, bro.
Are you a lady? I think you got boobs.
Yeah, you're clearly a lady. Jesus Christ, this thing...
Why are you clearly lady? Because you have a cat? I have a cat.
They showed a thing. There's a video earlier where they just showed the main character talking to screen. Oh,
I was too busy looking at the, I don't know.
The tatties. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, the tatties.
Do,
for sure.
Do you think we have to read this? Because I don't want to.
What are we supposed to be doing?
Bartender quiz. Which of the following ingredients is not used in this cocktail?
A Moscow Mule?
Vodka. Definitely in it. Orange Curacao lime juice. I think it's orange Curacao, right?
Yeah, orange Curacao.
One quiz answer correct.
Cool.
Four more for a bonus, but this is too much fun. We got to do something else.
I'm not sure what we're supposed to be doing. Can we go out the door? What happens if we look in the mirror? Can we see our tatties?
Well, let's see.
No.
Nope, it's just a gray slate.
Horrifying blankness. We can take a shower, though? That's weird.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Look a little closer. We're just a vampire, dog.
Oh, that makes sense. Bartending.
Let's see if we have any blood orange sours, am I right?
Not a bad job for a vampire, right? It's at night. There's probably not a whole lot of mirrors around.
Lots of blood to drink.
Sure. Oh, now we're at Whiskey's Pub. What are we doing? What are we up to?
I have no idea. You realize I also haven't played this game. You have the same amount of information I do.
Did you forget how this works?
What do you mean? Forget how it works as in you yell at me the whole time?
Yeah, I just yell the whole time.
All right, Nora says. All right, Amy, right? Oh, we're Amy. See? You can't really see your tatties. Sorry, dog. I know were pretty intent on seeing your tatties.
The only thing I was interested in here.
We can handle the basics. She can teach us how to mix a drink, which is a weird thing to say to the bartender that you've already employed, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't have it in me to read this back and forth. I'm sure. Oh my God. I saw the words flaming drinks. But, like, this would be the whole episode is this conversation. To pour a glass of beer, take the highlighted glass from the counter and place it on the beer tap, pull the handle.
Okay.
You can discard a glass by using MMB. Does that mean I have to press those buttons?
I guess.
Well, you're going to have to remember that for me. am I pouring her a beer?
I don't know, dude. There was so much exposition. What's that? Where's the highlighted glass? Is it there? Is that it? It's glowing kind of bluish gray off to your top right.
Ooh, thank you. Highball glass is not the right glass for this, but.
Well, what are we making?
Ordered a pale ale.
Did she?
I think. Look at the bottom right, or can you not see it? I know that's
pale ale beer. Yeah, there it is. There it is. That's the one. Get it under there, dog. Nice.
I think I did. We'll see.
Keep going. Woo! Woo! How many ounces are we supposed to serve?
It's only 7.3 ounces, but it's pretty full.
It is pretty full. Oh, MMB is middle mouse button.
Oh.
Don't discard it, though. Don't do that.
What would you suggest I do?
Aim at her. And then, yeah, there you go.
Unacceptable liquid volume. So I didn't fill it high enough, I guess?
I guess not.
Can Failure. I just grab this from you? Thanks, doll.
Failure.
Nope. She won't let me get it. I got to get a new glass.
Hit tab.
Why?
Because maybe it'll tell us how much alcohol we have to put in there. There we go.
Tyler, I've rarely been more angry than right now. Because I think I gave her like 7.8 ounces.
Yeah.
It turns the tap off when you fill it too high. It auto-filled.
All we had to do is keep going, and we would have won. That's too bad. That's upsetting.
Take this, you wretched bitch. Nora tipped $4. Okay, I take back the wretched bitch part.
Isn't she our boss?
She seems nice.
I'm confused. I'm so confused.
This is like, I think she's trying to seduce us. Make me a screwdriver.
There's so much reading in this. It's crazy.
Okay, so I'm not going to read all of that. But I know that a screwdriver is orange juice and vodka.
Well, so the glass is highlighted again, so just grab that.
Still a highball glass, which maybe actually makes sense for this drink.
Makes sense this time, yep. Drink. And hit tab, and it'll show you what you need to get.
Ah, fuck.
You
same answer.
Just
I hate
forget.
That you're right again. Add ice. Where's the ice?
There it is. There's the ice. I think you have to put the glass on the counter and then put the ice in the glass. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, there we go. Ice it up. Ice it down. Yeah.
2 ounces of vodka.
2 OZ vodka. Oh, you nailed that one. Good job, buddy.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm an alcoholic, so. I know it drinks stuff like.
Oh, too much?
Oh, a little heavy-handed? Whatever, man. Ain't coming out of my paycheck.
That's true. It's coming out of Nora's, maybe.
How do I put this shit back?
Should
I just drink it all?
No. Left mouse button.
When you say left mouse button,
no,
you know
right
that
mouse,
means click,
right? Mouse, right? Right mouse. Right mouse. I'm sorry. Okay. My bad. 4 ounces OJ, baby. OJ. Grab the one that looks OJ? Like, nope, that's Italian liquor. Maybe it's back. Yeah, hold on. Go, nope, to your left. To your left. Nope. Back where you were.
No, dog, left only means one thing.
No. Go back to your right now. Go back to your right.
Say
to the right. To the right. Keep going. Okay, now up. There we go. In that direction.
Oh, yeah, I was about to go there. And then you were like,
God,
left.
It's crazy how much better I am at this than you.
Oh, yeah. Where's that orange juice at?
Maybe it's in one of those cartons.
Gotta look at fucking all of them.
I'm looking through a screen, and I can still find where this is faster than you can. Look at the cartons, bro. The cartons, dog. There we go. The first carton. The very first carton.
Fuck you.
I'm incredible at this game.
All right, tell me when.
4 ounces.
It takes a lot of coordination here.
Stop, you maniac. Oh,
it's only 3.9.
Oh, my God.
No, it gave us a check, though.
That's true. It's balanced out by the extra 0.2 ounces of vodka you put in there.
I would rather have the vodka than the OG. But
than the OG? Me too.
But again, I'm an alcoholic. We talked about this. Wait, Orange now, it it unchecked my shit.
It did uncheck, like, all of your shit. Is it because it's overflowing?
How about now? Would that help?
What if you do that? Oh, now it's
Yo,
back.
It did
now
fix it. Look at the checks.
I see that.
Check now my receipts, dog.
Get a medium straw. Not a what cinnamon stick. That? You psychopath. I think it was right back there, actually. I think it was in that vicinity. There you go. Yep, medium straw. There we go.
Well, at least we're both having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Who are we serving this to?
I don't know. Drink this, you psychopath.
Nice one. Way to go. Acceptable liquid volume. Serve the new man. The new man.
Excuse me, Marcus. What can I do for you?
Hey there. Oh my god, so much talking. This isn't my usual spot. I don't give a shit, Marcus. What do you want
to
drink?
I'm gonna need you to read from... in my head, Amy and Marcus are in like a sexual tug of war. So I'm gonna need you to read Marcus's lines like you're trying to seduce me, and I'll do Amy as best I can.
Aw, man. All right. This isn't my usual spot to drink. I had a late night, though. Won't make it there tonight, if you know what I mean.
Now, some of those words may have been improv. Just don't want you putting that voodoo on Marcus. What's your usual spot, Mr. J?
No. My penis is retracted back up into my abdomen.
Let me... Hold on. I gotta text Becca real quick. You're welcome.
A hotel bar about 5 blocks. He spent the past 12 hours in the emergency ward. Oh, tall doctor, you say?
He's receiving surgery and really shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's an emergency ward doctor.
Tall doctor, I say.
Yeah. He doesn't look
that
tall.
There's so much reading. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I guess he looks tall to you. Glass of red wine.
Everybody looks tall to me.
Wine glass, I'm gonna guess.
Nailed it.
Let me put it here on my work surface.
Can you find it by yourself? It's highlighted. Can you do it? It's so funny how you were looking in the well when it was literally highlighted right in front of you. Oh, my little man. My little fella.
How much do you think we should do?
How much red wine? I don't know.
I'm gonna guess 3.5 ounces. And then I'm gonna pour it, and then I'm gonna check. 3.7 seems fine. 5 ounces. How about a little more wine?
Is that a standard drink? That's probably why. Top them off. Give them some top. Give them some sloppy toppy.
Let me put this bottle down up my butt. How do I put this down?
Yes.
Have I put any of these things down? I don't remember.
Light it on fire with that lighter that's hanging out right there. $3. Cheap ass. Fucking emergency.
You're a fucking doctor, dude.
That's what I'm saying. He just told you it's not a good idea to stick your arm in a moving washing machine. Well, no shit, Dr. Obvious.
I found out that at a young age it's not a good idea to stick your knife in a toaster either. What is any of this?
Our patient suffered a close fracture of the radial and ulnar bones of the forearm. Shut up. Who gives a shit?
Now, what I hate about this is how redundant it is. The radial and ulnar bones are the only bones in the forearm. Why would you say of the forearm? Just say those bones.
Yeah.
It's like saying he suffered a fracture of the skull of the head.
My guess is Marcus, fucking weirdo. I don't think Marcus is a real doctor. I think he's lying to us.
Yeah, but he can get it.
No, that's true.
We are fragile beings, but through those moments of pain and suffering, we become stronger.
Marcus, you're a fucking freak. Oh my god, there's so much talking.
I'm bored of just clicking. I can't imagine reading this.
Now we have to make Cape Cod.
I've never heard of this. Highball glass.
Skiplat. Cranberry juice. It's just cranberry juice and vodka. This is just a cranberry vodka. That's all this is. What is
vodka,
the honest period?
Remember that is? Ish.
Over. It's highlighted for you.
You're highlighted, bitch.
Speaking of, where's my wheatus?
Where's your what?
Oh, my weedus?
Is that a term?
That's a term I use. Oh, damn. I don't know where it is.
Cranberry juice in the carton?
Yeah. I'm all weedused out. That's too bad. Oh, God, there's somebody else here. You gotta hurry. But Marcus was smooth-talking us for so long.
This beverage is so full already, and there's two more steps. And oh, good just, thing it's just garnish.
It's a lime wheel and a, yeah, and a straw.
I hadn't read ahead.
It. Not a twist, you bitch. A lime wheel. I saw what you were going to do. You were going to go for that lime twist because it said lime, and you weren't going to read anymore.
Well, reading sucks, Doc. This looks like a Bloody Mary, and it's very much not. This is a Cape Cod. Oh, ma'am, this isn't for you. This is for this it's tall for drink of
Marcus,
water.
Marcus, who already has a glass of wine in front of him.
Just I'm clicking.
Point at him.
I hate that.
You hate that the game works the way it's always worked? Yeah, that's too bad, bro.
It's just because when you're attending bar, you put the drink in front of the person, not at the person. Violent.
This lady looks like she just ran away from a wedding.
Oh, I'm at a bar. I was on my way to the club, but I lost my twin sister. Have you seen her? This this feels
this?
Like it's about to be a D&D quest line that I have no interest in.
Honestly, this whole thing is so bizarre. She looks just like me. Here's a picture of her. Bitch, I don't have to see the picture. You're right in front of me.
I guess while I'm having a drink, I have a gin tonic.
All right.
Let me guess. Gin and tonic? I'm going to go ahead and grab this gin.
Why?
So it's out. So it's ready
for me. Okay. All right. You know what? That's fine. I'm fine with that, Samuel.
Just to show her that I know what this is. I have to put ice in it, though.
Can you, throw it over your shoulder like Tom Cruise?
I don't know. They haven't taught me those controls yet. If you're on the wiki or something right now, let me know.
Perfect. You're really getting the hang of this, bro.
Thanks, man. Tonic, are you in a carton, sir?
No,
Tonic?
It's in that highlighted can. Boom.
I hate that shit.
Hey, how it's so easy for me.
Just like a realistic experience.
Do you play games without the HUD?
Don't even know what HUD is, dog.
Heads up display.
The premise of my joke was that I don't know what it is because I don't do it so much.
Oh,
get it?
Bummer.
Have you caught up?
I do now.
Drink this, you weird skank.
You know what? This game is just like that other bartending game, but it makes me feel way less. Wait, is Svetlana that lady's sister? No.
I don't know. You'd think they're standing next to each other. They'd figure it out.
No. It's like that other bartending game, but it makes me feel way less anxious. That one was so timed and people would get mad. Red beer, please. Do you think it's a red beer because she's a communist?
Just because her name is Svetlana?
Yeah.
And because of her hammer and sickle tattoo?
Big time.
Again, I hate that I'm putting this in a highball glass, but I will do it.
Do you think it goes in front of the tap that's red? Because I'm not sure. Keep going. There you go. Oh, man, that was an easy order. That was good.
$2.75. Skank.
Our tip. Oh my god, now we're
god!
This lady. This is crazy. Who gives a shit? The other lady left. No sign of her sister. She's just gone. Who cares about any of this?
It makes me feel like that if we were reading this extremely long conversation I'm clicking through, that like there's like a social interaction puzzle we're supposed to be doing.
Probably.
But that's not what this is. I just want to serve up drinks.
If they were going to do so much talking, at least give us some, like, reply options. It's literally just a back and forth that we're reading.
Yeah. She wants a rum and coke.
Well, you better get that highball glass. Have you used anything? Oh, no, you used a wine glass one time for that guy. It's, nope, highlighted in the other direction.
I seriously
over,
can't
over,
see.
Over,
oh, there
over.
It is.
There it is. I seriously can't. Oh, wait, hold on. Gotta get that ice in there, bro.
I'll get the ice in there eventually.
That's true.
Clown ass.
You got me.
I had to put in the ice late. Because I'm a real badass. It's got to be one of these cans, right? The highlighted one.
Yeah, the
one
highlighted maybe. One, probably.
I'm thinking maybe the highlighted one has what I need.
Is that your move? Is your move you put in the ice last? That's what you're known for at Whiskey's Bar?
Everybody needs something.
It's true.
A lime wheel, huh? You know, I'm kind of... Oh, I got to put the fucking can back.
We got some freaking juice head in the bar now. Do you see this guy? If we don't get him a beer soon, he's going to roid rage out on us.
He's going to try and get my number. It's me. Because I'm a hottie.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Thanks, Svetlana.
She gave us another... Wait, what? She wants to go tic-tac-toe? What is this? All right. You got to go corner. You got to go corner first.
Yeah. Corner first. Let's see what she got.
Opposite corner.
All right. Your fucking funeral.
Oh, now, no, what are you doing? What were you doing?
I was blocking a tic-tac-toe, you dumb cunt.
You got me. All right, cat's game, I guess.
Yeah, great. Thanks for your advice, Tyler. I appreciate it as always.
All right, well, serve this juice head. Look at this freaking Terminator from the future, John
God,
Connor
look at the
over
veins.
Here.
He's got so many veins
so
in his
vascular.
Biceps.
Oh, his biceps?
And it's
yeah,
dark in here, but he's wearing too. Sunglasses.
He wears his sunglasses. Oh, he finished up his 2-hour bicep blast. Triple scoop protein shake? That's not what we do here.
We'll see.
I told you. Oh. I literally just said
yeah,
it.
No. Yeah, Amy's got your back. Did I stutter? I'm about to call the cops on this fucking guy. I need protein right now. All caps.
Okay, I'm making we're going to get him a Roy Rogers. Rogers?
All right.
Okay.
You ever had a Roy Rogers? It's delicious.
I don't think I have. What's in there? Grenadine?
Have you read a...
Grenadine Shirley and cola? Temple? No, thank you. A Shirley Temple? Yeah, I guess. But it's not really for me.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing, but you tell...
Okay, so it's going to be highlighted, right?
Uh-huh.
So where's the highlighted one?
Yeah. I was looking for the grenadine.
I know. But the grenadine is also highlighted. It's not in that well area, though. It's by the cartons.
Oh, oops. I shifted slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Roy Rogers is the same thing as a Shirley Temple, but you call it a Roy Rogers because
for boys. Right. Yeah, it's like you're... In 30 Rock, he's like, here's your Nancy Drew. For men, it's called a Hardy Boy.
That one. I should rewatch that show.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I know it's good.
Well, I'm telling you that it's good.
Oh, it's still good? Great. Thanks. I recently started a rewatch of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Man, what a good show.
Yeah.
Drink this shit, you fucking nerd. Thanks for $3,
he
you fucking nerd.
$3, that's nice. That's as much as Svetlana, who made so happy.
Now, who's Stacy? Is this the twin, or
is
this
the... I think this is the twin. What's going to happen now? A horny bull.
She wants a horny bull. I don't know this one.
Talk to John over there, am I right?
Highball, tequila, orange juice.
That's it. All right.
So it's a tequila sunrise, but garnished differently?
Yeah. John left. Are we not telling her that her sister was looking for her? Or...
I don't know where that bitch went.
It's true.
It's my job.
Sam, when you're right, you're right.
Speaking of me being right, and also Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there's... Okay. There's a line at Brooklyn Nine-Nine that has really taken hold in my home. And I feel
It's the first one. Yep, there you go.
I feel like what it should be it? More of a thing.
Uh-huh.
In the first or second season, Peralta is dating, kind of accidentally, a defense attorney.
Yes. Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wait,
a lemon twist? No, you idiot. That's not a lemon twist, you clown.
Let me take it out. I'll just I'm going to put it on the floor.
Yeah, discard that on the floor.
It won't let me.
Middle mouse button.
Wow!
Whoa!
It vaporized! Hell yeah.
Lemon twist. Twist.
Thank you. Yes, chef. also a cherry.
Jesus so he's dating Eva Longoria.
Right. And I think she's like testifying against him or something. I don't remember the exact setup. And she criticizes him for having for using his sunglasses case as a wallet.
Okay.
And he says stuff can be two things. And stuff can be two things is just a thing that Emily and I say to each other constantly.
Oh, wait, hold on. We're talking about the sister.
Oh, Christ. I was trying to click through it.
Now she's talking about how she actually, I don't think, wanted to be around the sister because they're different people. Now she's leaving, I guess. I'm at the club with my sister most nights if you want to join sometime. Oh, she's hitting on us. Weird.
What, it's weird for a woman to be attracted to a woman?
Yes.
Wow. Nice take, Tyler.
It is. It's weird.
A Cape Cod.
We know that. We know that one.
I've made one of those and forgotten how to make it immediately. Thanks, the tab button.
It's just a cranberry. It's cranberry vodka. But anyway, yeah, stuff can be two things. It's got the same energy as we're talking about a lot of things.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, Futurama is probably my favorite show ever. But
right, as established.
But man, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's so good.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there. I wasn't so sure about the show, and then he punches what's his name in the face, and I was like, all right, you got me on board.
He punches a few faces.
No, it's the first season. He punches that guy, the journalist who's writing about like detectives or whatever.
Oh, the racist cop guy.
Yeah. There you go. And then all right.
It does feel a little bit like, oh, is this copaganda? But yeah. I feel like they have a good amount of nuance.
There's a whole season where they're just like, oh, shit, actually, was our show just copaganda? And they just address the whole thing. Do you not remember that?
I said I'm on a rewatch. Talk.
Oh, all right. That's fair. Look at this vampire, Jean-Claude. The calculations I performed on your demeanor as I entered this establishment indicate that you are of a class belonging to novice mixologists. Well, Jean-Claude, you're a total douche, but absolutely correct.
Man, Whiskey's is such a bad name for a bar.
Yeah, why don't they name it something classy like Whiskey Dick's Halfway In?
There is a place around here that I think is called Whiskey River that everyone just calls Whiskey's, but that place is trash.
Didn't even put the ice in, but I guess that's your thing.
That's my thing. Everyone knows that last. About me. I get to the ice when I get to the ice.
That's why you come to Whiskey's.
Someone incompetent to make your drink. Someone who means to walk forward to walk backwards sometimes because they don't do that many WASD games.
Do you think if you had like a controller plug-in, you'd just be crushing it?
I mean, I might not have my signature move of not using ice until I'm...
Grenadine's in the back.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, chef. I like how nobody's come in and walked out, like in that other game that made me very anxious.
That game is impossible.
It's extremely difficult.
We hit.
Oh, yeah.
Like we hit a thing screen in there, and I like did some Googling. And there were some Let's Plays that I watched, and none of them really showed us how to do what we needed to do.
At least it wasn't bad as that Viking game.
I don't think it was Viking. I know which one you're talking about. The one that was clearly super busted.
Yeah.
A sea breeze.
What's that?
Do you think there's a version of this game where they don't let you just, like, quickly see what's in a thing?
I hope not.
And you're supposed to remember?
I hope not.
I guess you could just pause it.
Here he goes with the classic ice second move.
It's happening.
Why you come to Whiskey's. It's why you come to Whiskey's. We haven't even used passion fruit. There are so many things we haven't used on this counter. We haven't lit a single thing on fire.
There's a lighter right there.
It's extremely prominent.
Grapefruit juice? Is that also in a carton?
Yeah.
Mr. Highlight?
Gotta be. Yeah. Oh, no, you passed it. You passed it. Yep. Keep going. Nope, nope. It's in between the egg white and the lemonade. There it is. There you go. They call me Mr. Highlight. Lime wheel. Ah! Hey, we saw the feet move, which we hadn't seen before, so that's cool.
I think I just clicked a bad button and I got confused. Man, they really love these medium straws, huh?
They sure do. There's a whole thing of small straws that we haven't used because we haven't used anything but a highball glass.
There's also big straws.
Oh.
Shift complete.
Hey, that's nice. Oh, no mistakes. Flawless
one.
Service
what?
Bonus? No flawless service bonus? That sucks.
Yeah, so one mistake, which I would love to hear. Oh, that must have been the
wheel instead of the twist.
The thing I vaporized.
Yeah.
$50 in wages, $35.50 in tips, $40.50 in living expenses, total earnings, $45. Bank, $60.50. I guess I just had a little bit of cash
you
in
had
already.
You had $20?
This is... I don't think this is supposed to be a really socialist message, but this is coming through to me as a pretty socialist message.
Yeah.
It's not not how a person lives. I'm back at home.
That was fun. Now we have to go to bed.
Should I check my computer first?
The computer is highlighted, so.
Should I pet this cat first?
Our cat's name is Ninja?
Pretty cool.
Are we racist?
What?
We were planning on eating dinner? I thought we were going to bed.
Ninja says purr, and I reply, hey, I was planning on eating my dinner there tonight.
On the counter, I guess.
Oh, I thought she thought there was a restaurant called Purr.
Ah. You ain't been to Purr? Oh, hey, we got a great review.
Oh, that sexy guy likes us.
Yeah, from not John. He was the juice head.
The doctor.
The doctor. The
sexy
tall doctor
likes
yeah,
us.
Yeah, tall doctor, we say.
That's good.
That's nice.
How much grapefruit juice do you think is in the Blue Ocean dip?
Grapefruit juice?
How much grapefruit juice in the Blue Ocean?
1 ounce, maybe?
We're about to see. You're about to make me look like a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah!
Or not. Great. Time for bed.
Mm.
Skadoosh! No, delicious. I'm clicking on the bed. Nothing's happening.
That's true. Oh, wait, no, you weren't clicking at the right part of the bed.
Cool. Great.
They spent so much time animating that bed, and everything else kind of looks like shit, but that bed looks pretty realistic.
What do you think, Dip? One more shift, or should we call it early?
I don't know that I can handle more excitement than that. Honestly, I'm sweating over here. Actually, hold on. Look in the closet. Can we change our outfit? Because that might be fun. We can? Yeah!
Well, hold on. Oh, no. This is offensive.
What?
Because it tells you the points of appeal you have.
Wow.
Our current outfit gives us 55 total points of appeal. But clearly we could pay money for additional appeal.
Uh-huh. Oh, like if we wore a... What's the most appeal we can get? Oh, that's good. I thought it was going to be like short shorts for the most appeal, but it likes jeans. Jeans are the most appealing. Or skirts, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to get this green skirt.
Wait, hold on. We only have $60.50, bro. You're going to spend $20 on a skirt?
What, should I buy these pants?
It's a better value for the same appeal. Am I wrong?
Okay, well, as long as I can be green.
That's fine. You can be green. Oh, man, our appeal just skyrocketed to 75.
You can't hear it, I don't think, but it just went boop, boop, boop when I made that purchase.
Nice.
I think this... So, wait. What is our top getting us now?
I don't know. It looks like the most we can get is 50 on a top.
The UI on this game is trash. Where's the 50 at?
Oh, we're getting 30 right now on our top. The 50, there you go. There it is.
Wow, that looks terrible.
Yeah.
We're buying it.
Oh, all right. 95 appeal? Awesome.
It looks terrible, but the game doesn't understand how things work.
Nope. We need shoes, too, right?
Shiz.
10 shoes, is the most five, we can get up to 10. All right. Well, then let's spend 15 instead of $20 on the shoes.
Awesome.
Wait. Why is our appeal only at 10 now?
Ah!
Put on the other shoes.
Are we only wearing shoes?
Put those shoes back on. No, where are our shoes?
We're at 95 again. Dog, okay. I don't know. Okay. I'm beginning to think this game might not be well made. We're going to stick at 95.
All right, 95 seems pretty good.
They're save and quit. How about exit game? Do you think that saves? Probably let's roll these not. Dice. Okay, great.
Cool. Oh, I'm so warm. Oh,
we've unlocked 9 out of 75 achievements. Dog, we're so good at bartender hustle.
That's true.
I earned a trading card.
What trading cards did you get?
One of the twins. I forget their names.
Twins? One's name was Stacy.
How do
oh
I
Oh god, there you? I am.
I guess we have a little time before we wrap. Should I talk about the car accident I got into, or should we do your stuff?
No, you can talk about that, I guess.
No, it's fine. Let's do an article.
I don't want to do an article. What?
The best Who beers in Canada, according to the Canadian Brewing Awards.
You? Was it you or the other person?
The other person.
Did they fuck your shit up, or what?
No, it was fine. Like, nobody was hurt. It was after dropping the kids off at daycare, so, like, naturally my first place that my brain went was, oh, geez, if this had happened 8 minutes ago, this would have been a disaster. But
correct.
We had already dropped off, and the other driver, like, admitted fault to me, which was one of the, you know, something you tell your insurance person. They said they were at fault. They kept apologizing. Please don't charge me. But
yep.
The thing is, I'm going to end up paying 10 G's for this repair and probably get reimbursed 8 months from now.
Yeah, that
which
sucks.
Which isn't a whole lot of fun.
That sucks.
But I keep my record alive of not being at fault for any car accidents.
Good. How many have you been in?
One.
Oh, okay, cool. Sick.
It happened just the other day, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
And this it's like it's a new car, and it has all these safety features that infuriate me.
Yeah. Does it turn your fucking cruise control off?
I haven't tried cruise control on it.
I hate
but
that.
It wouldn't surprise me. There's a lot of cyclists in my town, which is good and great, and I like it, and please stop yelling at me. But sometimes I'll give them a little extra space by veering slightly into the opposite lane when appropriate,
right.
And the car just goes, beep, 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 lane departure, lane departure. It's, shut up, nerd. And also, you know this, you've been to my home. That driveway is extremely steep.
Yeah.
So when you back down the driveway, if you go at a reasonable pace, it thinks you're about to crash into a wall because the backup camera just sees the ground.
The vertical ground, yeah.
And did you know it will stop your automobile? It goes, it beeps slow, then it beeps fast, and then it throws the brake on and puts you in park. Like, on its own. I hate it so much.
What is this? Will Smith and iRobot?
No.
Oh, all right.
But it makes me so mad, and I have to, you have to back out so gradually.
Yeah.
And it's like just screaming safety at you the whole time. But I was like, hey, where were you when that demo backed into me?
Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't it like blow up his car or something?
Wow, her car. Sexist. Do you think only men can be bad at driving?
Yeah, what an asshole I am.
Yeah, you are an asshole. Should we rate these? I think we might be there.
I guess. Also, I got to dump out, so it wouldn't be bad to wrap this thing up.
You got to dump out your titties a little high and tight? Is that what you're saying?
What?
You got to dump them out?
Oh, yeah. No, that's not what I was saying.
Well, I refuse to learn.
Okay. Well, I had Lost IPA by Burley Oak, 7.2% ABV, and it was bad. I don't have a whole lot additional to say about it. I mean, maybe the citrus came out a little more as it warmed up. But, you know, it's a pretty kind of reasonable standard IPA. I mean, it's not quite as bold as at the front, but it's got all the IPA parts there. So I'll give it a 6.8 and recommend it to people who like IPAs. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm that.
Yeah, try it. I mean, it's perfectly fine.
I might prefer it to Phase 3 Brewing Company's TDH Unchecked Imagination. So many words. It's good. I'm not that into hazies in general.
Yeah.
And it definitely has that kind of hazy muddledness. But it is tasty, and it's 10%, and you really can't get the 10%. So I would say this is better than most hazies, so I'll put it at 6.4.
All right.
Say, if you want to get a little hazy sloshy, this is that.
Cool. Any idea what you're drinking next week?
Well, it depends what Amy and any other characters that you can remember from that game recommend.
Svetlana.
Right, Svetlana. Wow, they were just like, we need a Russian. What's a Russian person's name?
Yeah.
Top of the list.
That's true. Well, listener, if you want to tell us about your twin sister who's gone missing at the club, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on linkedin.com. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. How stoked are you for D8?
I'm stoked.
I'm hella stoked. I would go as far as to say hella stoked.